We are back from recess. Our next order of business is our insurance broker of record regarding liability insurance, etc. It's Mr. Craig Brown with ISI. And Craig, we are recording and broadcasting. Good morning.
Good morning.
I was charged with, after being appointed broker of record, I was charged with looking at the insurance, the county's insurance program. And I put together a submission with information from the current coverages, from the current policies, and also collected a significant amount of data from all the departments in the county. I put a submission together and submitted it to four or five companies. We run a sort of a short time frame, but I got it out. A couple of the companies I sent it to declined, one for several reasons, but I did get two competitive quotes in. These two companies, MOPERM and Missouri Rural Services, insure over 100 of the 112 counties in the state of Missouri. They're both, of course, anxious for them to have a chance at Taney County's business, and they both offered competitive proposals. But after reviewing all the coverage forms and, quite frankly, the premium, MOPERM was significantly lower in premium, 10% lower than Missouri Rural Services, and I think just slightly better liability coverages. To start this program, we didn't have complete policies in the office. There were schedules that were missing, but I did use the schedules that the county provided to me and went through it line by line as far as contents, building coverage, and contractor's equipment, and found some significant differences. I included them in this proposal, and when we place this with MOPERM, the risk manager and I will be coming back down in the next couple of weeks, two or three weeks, and going department by department and reviewing with the heads of the department if we could set up some meetings as to make sure that we have the correct amount of contents coverage, building coverage, and contractor's equipment. But I have copies of these proposals if you'd like to see them as we go, but it's my recommendation that we place the business with MOPERM.
You say you have copies for us?
I do.
Could we have this?
MOPERM represents a 3% increase in the premium we're paying now, but we're adding over $6 million in extra building coverage, contents coverage, and contractor's equipment. So as far, we think this is a little bit better coverage, and it's a better starting point for us than where we think we were before. If you look on the third, I think page three, go to page three, shows the coverages included. I find that MOPERM has the most significant coverages. More importantly on MOPERM, there's two things, insurance coverage is liability coverage. One is to indemnify an insured. Indemnify means that if there's a claim, the county would pay the cost up front. The insurance company would indemnify you as you go.
The cost up front being legal fees?
Legal fees up front. MOPERM pays on behalf. So as soon as the claim's submitted, they will be handling the legal fees on your behalf. You won't be expending money, you know, on the claim. They'll be paying it on your behalf immediately upon the submission of a claim. I think it's one of the most important differences between this one and One Beacon. In this proposal here, I've included MOPERM's proposal.
Now help me with that.
Okay.
My assumption is that's on where we have coverage. Where
right.
They don't feel we have coverage, right. Where we've been excluded, they would not.
If you look on, I didn't have tabs in those things here. I put the exclusions, and I can show you quickly where the exclusions are. Let me just get this page
up. But my point is there might be an instance where we don't have coverage, but that's going to be something that's laid out.
So it is. It is
the real benefit is we're moving from indemnification to
pay on behalf.
Pay on behalf.
Right.
So the fact of us paying considerable more monies and attorney fees over the course of the last few years will change dramatically.
Dramatically with this coverage.
Tens of thousands of dollars a year.
Yeah.
I have a question to ask you on, like, our addition of parks and things like that, and the construction of the park board by volunteers and things like that. Do we just need to make a phone call?
In this coverage, and I won't shut it. this coverage on commissions, volunteers, employees, and commissions are all covered as insureds on this policy.
Okay.
You don't have to inform me. If you're a volunteer for the county, part-time, or you're appointed to a committee, you appoint someone to a commission on behalf of the county, they are considered an insured on this policy. You don't have to call me and tell me that.
Okay, so if they're in one of the parks and something strange or an accident would happen or something, then they would be covered?
They are covered, yes.
Okay, if they're a volunteer for it.
Let me show you this page.
Okay.
It's in your proposal, but I'm going to pull it. So there's your coverages here, and you can go down and see what is covered and what is not.
Okay.
Okay.
Right, I was looking at that page there.
Okay.
Yeah.
I find this to be by far the most comprehensive coverage, Mr. Strahan, of all the companies we looked at. A significant difference when I got some information from the county as far as locations, building coverages, contents coverages. When I totaled up these from the county, we had substantially more building coverage and contents coverage and contractor's equipment that the county was aware of that was on the current policy. It's my job in the next few weeks to come back and go department to department, and we'll go through this with the Road and Bridge Department, except for the Police Department, and make sure that that we have the proper amounts of coverage.
All right, thank you.
Actually, there's considerably more in building value here than what we had with One Beacon, if I'm...
One Beacon had a total of about $37 million in building coverage and insurable values. You're working off the data I received from you, we have $42 million in building coverage here. But $2.6 million in contents versus $2.1 million, a little bit more. And on contractor's equipment, which I went through line by line, and I'm going to go through those with Road and Bridge and the other down there in the next few weeks. We had over $6.5 million in contractor's equipment versus $4.5 million insured. That changes. I didn't have the upgraded schedules. I think this is very... I've included these schedules in the proposal there. Every automobile, every contents by location, building by location,
right.
Everything.
And department.
And department. And I separate them actually by department for you.
Right.
I pull them out.
Well, let me ask you this. So if in this review, if we go through a department, we find that there are, in fact, some equipment that is listed here that we don't have, and it's significant, and or contents that we don't have, then the premium dollars that are quoted may, in fact, less?
They will be, whatever you pay, your payments down, we will refund the premium to you.
Effective
July 1st, we'll refund the entire premium. Whatever we find equipment that's, you don't have now, it's been sold or something. That's my job to go through with these people, with your heads of department. And I'll give them the list and we'll just go through and I'll let them review it. And they can cross off or add on. Because I know you add contracts equipment probably every day or every month, and you probably sell it every month.
I know this is in addition to what you were tasked with in looking for these quotes, but I know that we have an attorney that's very interested in helping to specify exactly where counties need coverages and where counties don't need coverages, not just this county, but
right.
She's working currently with Missouri Association of Counties, and hopefully if you have not already been working with her, you will be.
I've spoke with the attorney, ma'am, and I've actually used a form somewhat. She gave me a starting point, and I'm working on some other forms that we will be in the future be submitting to insurance companies for them to sort of tell us, is this covered or is this not covered? I'm familiar with most of the forms, and I know what is and what isn't, but we're going to submit them at the time. And this is the form she'd like me to work off of. We can provide a copy to her, too, of this proposal.
No.
But it's certainly my recommendation that we go with MOPR, the risk management, claims administration. They're completely computerized now. Any claim that would come in, human resources here can log on. You'll have a special log-on account number, a log-on number. She can log in and put the claim right in. I'll get a copy of it, but they'll have the claim immediately, no paperwork to fill out, no delays for any type of a loss.
When the Missouri Public Entity Risk Management Insurance Pool was formed, it was formed for the purpose of providing insurance to counties and cities and political subdivisions within Missouri. That was its purpose. And you say this came in 10% lower than?
This was 10% lower than Missouri Rural Services, also like as I mentioned, MoPro Missouri Rural Services insure over 100 of the 112 counties. And quite frankly, Jackson County and St. Louis County, they're, and even like even Greene County, they're self-insured on substantial portions of their risk.
Dixie, in the past, when we paid for liability, did we pay that out of different funds? For example, part of it's out of road and bridge, part of it is out of general county revenue, part of it is out of whatever. Okay.
I noticed that most of our vehicles all have $250 deductibles, but yet we repair, I mean, we don't really utilize the 250 deductible. I was just curious if we've looked at a higher deductible level.
I actually asked them to quote $500 and $1,000 deductibles. I know you do some of your own repair here, so you're not going to take it to a body shop, or you probably replace your own windshield.
Well, we're actually talking about adding a body shop.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's what I was saying, the 250, and for major things on the body shop, but we're still experimenting that. But I know that the county, we need to look for ways to save money, and this is one way that if we're handling some of the claims ourselves anyway and not placing a claim for everybody.
I thought these deductibles were a little bit low. Why don't we take a look, maybe I can do it for you today, but why don't we take a look at $500 and $1,000 deductibles?
Yeah,
I think it would save you probably from 5% to 7%, and that's significant on the automobile coverage.
I mean, there's some vehicles that are 99s that were $250 deductible doesn't make it.
You know, you can almost just liability only on those.
Sure. I'd like to look at
that. And that's why I said that this is a starting point. We had 30 days to do this. I'd like to come back down. I will come with our risk management and say, you know, we have an old truck. We just need liability on it.
Right.
You know, you're going to you're going to throw it away anyway.
Let me ask a question.
Okay.
This is, I know that the front of this is standard. Yeah. It says January 1, 2012, which is already lapsed because we're looking at the last 6 months. January 1, 2013. So we're looking at the balance of this year and next year. But at any time during the year, can we have these changes that you're talking about?
Anytime during the year.
Okay.
In fact, I'd like to have those quotes to you by tomorrow at the latest.
Okay.
And we can make that decision effective. This is going to be written from 7/1 to 1/1, and then they would rewrite the policy. They write policies on an annual basis from 1/1 to the next year. So this would be a 6-month policy, and then they probably promised me the same credits for a 1/1 renewal.
So it is your recommendation as the broker record to go with MoPro?
It is.
Okay.
I mentioned this to MoPro also. I think the deductibles are high enough on the property insurance, but I thought these were awfully low for a business, you know, on the audits. She will have that quote for us today.
Yeah. The properties, did we do an audit to make sure we have every park and all those?
That's, I just asked him about
that. Okay, I'm sorry. I stepped up to the call.
And he said that even with the liability and volunteers that work in those parks, and they're all covered.
In this policy, all county employees, of course, volunteers. Even if you appoint someone to a commission, they're covered as an insured on this policy.
Okay.
And you don't have to tell me that you know you have 50 volunteers doing something to stay on the park. All your volunteers are covered as an insured.
Okay.
That's within the scope of their work for the county.
Right.
And before we bind this, we can bind this with a letter, but let's just take a quick look. I have us all on the computer right now.
Okay.
I asked her to do that, so she didn't provide it on this quote, but I wanted to get this in front of you as soon as possible.
From listening to what the commissioners are saying, we want you to look at those higher deductibles and help us make the best decision for.
We can make it effective on July 1st, too.
Has IT or audit department looked at the technology to see if this is correct? I mean, we're seems like we're always taking copiers offline, leasing copiers. I know some computers we're pulling offline. Has anybody reviewed that recently?
On the last few pages of the proposal there, we have a list here that I was provided with of all the county equipment here.
Okay, you were okay.
It's at the Taney County inventory by lot.
But what you said was you're going to come back and you're going to sit down with R&B. You're going to sit down, right. I would assume, with law enforcement.
With law enforcement.
Wherever we have a lot of vehicles, and we're going to go through this item by item.
Right.
To follow up and make sure.
I think this is pretty up to date, because this is just brand new for me, these last few pages. I went through this line by line.
What? Don, what'd you say?
That's what I figured. And I went through, so I broke these out by location, by contents. You know, we can consider computers and all the furniture as contents here. And I know you change things probably daily. But then I went through all the contracts, equipment, and I separated those by department. So I have a pretty good idea, so I can go department and say, here's what we have. And they could, but you think it's up? It's pretty much.
I also sent that out to the audit this last time,
and had
the department to check that.
Okay. So we're in good shape then. Okay.
It's stuff that's over $1,000.
Okay. Right. Our deductible is $2,500, so it's not, you know, no insurance, you know.
I've got a question for you concerning building valuations. Uh-huh. If we do an enhancement like the CTC system and the judicial facility, which was a huge expense, or something as minor as animal control, we approved last week to do a $10,000 enhancement there, painting the kennel floors and stuff. Does that affect the valuation of that particular structure?
It would, and we're going to come in. I was provided with a list, you know, some square footages. My risk management team is going to come down, and we're going to go to every location, and we're going to probably measure the buildings ourselves, and we're going to look at the construction, and we'll see if we're really within the ballpark. One of the best features of this program is that we have a value per building here, but in event of a loss, this policy will pay up to 115% of what we insure the building for. So if there was a significant enhancement we didn't know about, it's going to be included in this. And that's a significant policy enhancement on this program. And I noticed a couple of things which I filled in, some square footages in the transfer station. I think there was the thing that we didn't have a value on that building. I estimated that myself, but we'll go back and review that. It was only a $5,000, you know, building, but took with my, you know, my expertise on that.
What are we paying? I mean, I don't know. I see the pricing structure here, what was submitted. What are we paying now?
You're paying $282,000 now.
Okay, thank you. And that's for liability and?
Automobile. All liability. Automobile and all property coverages.
Liability, property.
When you stepped out, Jim, we had the conversation of indemnification. And,
right.
You called it something else rather than insurance. Pay on behalf. So the really big difference is the legal fees that have not been covered in the multiple lawsuits that the county has will be covered.
From first dollar defense.
And that's huge.
And also, I don't know if you're here, Jim, we had a significant amount of coverage, about $5 million in building coverages, higher on this, but $800,000 in contents and $2 million in contractors' equipment.
Okay.
So significantly higher amount of coverage, property coverage. And that's subject to review, and we'll be going over what we think.
Is the July 1st date, that's a significant date for us to make this? Do we need a motion today?
I think that's what he's hoping for. And then,
make a motion to accept the recommendation of the insurance broker to move forward with approve, accept, however you want to work that. Or you
repercussion of our existing. We only partially paid the current insurance provider, correct?
We paid for and requested 6 months coverage, which will take us through June 30th.
Okay.
That's in our council's hands.
Right, and I thought council was taking care of that. Okay.
Well, I'm going to make a motion that we approve MOPERM through the recommendation of our agent of record, ISI.
I'll second the motion.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the recommendation of our broker of record for liability and comprehensive coverage, et cetera, and that recommendation being MOPERM. And I would assume that that would be effective July 1 of 2012. Discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed say nay. Motion carries. You're going to contact them, and I apologize for being redundant, regarding...
I'm going to call them as soon as we're done here, have them run those numbers.
Oh, okay.
So I can come back with a different premium for you this afternoon, if we decided we want to go up a little higher deductible.
We didn't state the premium because we accepted the proposal, but we want you to work out what falls within that proposal.
I will.
Our best interest.
I will. And we do, this policy does include garage keepers coverage because you do work on your own cars. I included that in here.
Okay.
So, yeah, I need a signature from you. And I will. I'll give them a call. Quite frankly, on the break, I can go speak with MOPERM now and see if I can get those numbers shot down here and faxed down to me.
How many copies of that do you have?
I just have this one. Well, you all have the acceptance letter.
Would you do me a... there's one.
There's one in there. To the very...
On those deductible limitations, will they be...
Here's my point. If you would take what you have to Nikki up at our office, she'll take you to the departments. They're going to need to attest to the signature of the presiding commissioner. If you'll hand that to me, I'll sign it. But she's going to want another original as well. Can you produce that? Okay. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Danny.
On those deductibles, are we going to set a certain, is it a dollar amount that we're going to eliminate, as you mentioned, Jim, on the 250s on some, are we going to go
to 500?
Well, I would suggest 500 or 1,000.
Yeah.
If you want to do that.
I'm talking about on the value of the particular piece of equipment, or I know that we've got some things that won't value that much. Like you said, if something happens to it, we'll throw it away. Is that liability is all we need on that. We don't need any insurance on that.
How do you want to do that? I mean, what I'm thinking is if we set the deductible at $500,000, he goes and meets with Randy. Randy identifies those pieces of property that need liability only. Then he makes the adjustment from the policy perspective versus the letter of intent at this point. So
right.
I think, is that all right with you?
Yeah, that's what I'm asking.
Yeah, I would think let's Randy identify those items that really are minimal value, because if they break, we're...
Because there's some old pickup trucks I noticed.
There is.
We're just going to give them away probably to somebody
we'll go to the auction with them, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. You know, you give it.
Yeah, yeah.
Sorry. But
they frown on that.
Yeah. Well, I noticed a few cars in there that were a little bit older.
Right.
As a matter of fact, I've seen some things that were a lot older than I. Time has got away from me on some of this equipment that was bought into office.
But quite frankly, some of this equipment, even though we have a value on it, this coverage, this policy is a replacement cost coverage. So even if it's replacement cost. So it's, maybe a couple, you might want $5,000, but maybe it costs $10,000 to replace it.
See, that's the other thing, keeping liability on everything for replacement.
Going to replace it.
Yeah.
Right.
With new.
Right.
Let's look at the old, not on the vehicles, but on contractor's equipment, the contents of the buildings, you know what I mean? But let's look through the older. I'm going to go, that's why I want to come back in a couple of weeks. Go through the departments and let's just, fine tune this.
What we did, and one of the things that was of concern to me was we had so much volunteer work on our park facilities. That we took, our budget was so low that we took and built, I did have a record of it, like the first 3 years, we had approximately $70,000 invested in our budget, and we had probably $250,000 to $300,000 worth of assets that the volunteers had built and things. And so I want to make sure that those things, like the pavilions and everything, were covered, because that stuff was donated or voluntary.
We have all of the buildings. I think they're about 15,000 a piece. Mm-hmm. We have the material for it.
Right.
All of built for free, we still want to insure them.
Right, right, in case of windstorm or tornado or something like that, that we, all right, thank you, I appreciate it.
Nikki, if you would work with Mr. Brown to secure the signatures that he needs to get a copy of this for us, by those signatures, I mean county clerk, county auditor, et cetera. Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. I'll get back. We'll discuss the any change and see if you want it. We can make that change today or certainly
sure.
by tomorrow.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And Nikki's going to help you there. Mr. Erickson.
Yes, sir.
An RFP for managed print services.
Yes.
I know that there have you have a committee that you're working with.
Right. I'm on the agenda this morning to bring to the commission an update, progress report, if you will, concerning RFP number 201205-182. Notice how I had that memorized? Mm-hmm. Pretty good, huh?
Pretty good.
We're working diligently on a managed print services system for countywide. We opened that, the responses last week, and have been in meetings ever since. We have had the occasion to invite all four of the responding vendors back to make each of them a 90-minute presentation to the panel. Our seven-employee panel last night discussed the results of those presentations and unanimously requested that I come before you all this morning to request a 30-day postponement on a recommendation or at least set a time certain, approximately 30 days out. We hope to maybe come up with a comprehensive, detailed recommendation before then, but it is a complicated issue. It does involve a lot of data. It involves scrutinizing current expenses versus what has been submitted to us within these responses, and so I would request that we look at a calendar and maybe set a time certain, approximately 30 days on a Thursday or Monday, whichever the commission finds most convenient.
So is that 30 days or so?
And the panel that you did put together are the major users of print type?
Correct. Yeah. Representatives of those departments that have the highest volume. Mm-hmm.
Do you guys have any problem with the 30-day deal?
Nope. Yeah, you're just bringing us an update and telling us that you're going to come back and schedule mm-hmm. a time with us.
Yeah, and hopefully, you know, if we can get through it all, we may be sooner than that.
We know this is a huge undertaking, and there's lots of questions to be answered. I've had a couple of department heads that have talked to me, and I need to chat with you about that. About some of the systems that they have in their department. I know you've been through all that, but these were special concerns, and I'll give that to you for also your further deliberations.
More than happy. We're anxious and receptive to any detail.
Do you guys have any other questions?
No, sir.
Else, Mr. Erickson?
That's all I have.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank the committee, because I know this is quite an undertaking, as I said. Yeah. This is a complicated.
We are blessed with brilliant employees. This is my second or third experience working with an employee panel, and I'm just pleased to report that they perform miraculously brilliant. They ask questions that I wouldn't even think of. So there's a lot of benefit to putting these panels together, and I enjoy working with all the county employees on it.
Thank you.
Thank
you very much. Oh, that's what you...
Nikki, before you go...
Take the bridge.
I
don't
want to call
those people.
Just popped up.
Do have to fill out that form for MoDOT.
popped up while I was in Dallas.
I mean, whether they wanted to, what they thought we were going to, or miscommunication or whatever, but they do need to fill out the form.
The MoDOT has the form, and they have the form.
The MoDOT has the form. And I heard him say, it's a chip too. Mine was chip. I'll fill it out, or maybe not fill it out.
Yes, too.
Why?
Ron.
Pinky, is the 11 o'clock with Linda?
Yes.
Okay, so it's a continuation of what we've been working on?
Yes.
Do you gentlemen have any problem with standing in recess until 11, which will be an executive session with personnel?
Yeah, I don't know what the, I mean, I need to know more details of what the 11 is. I mean, it's a continuation, but I thought we had resolved it all, so. So, she sent us an email. Oh, yeah, that's fine. What you said is fine.
When I spoke with Linda, she said the end result was you guys needed to meet.
That we were going to come back. That's what we told her the other day.
Okay.
Yes.
Then we'll stand in recess until 11 o'clock, at which time we'll go into executive session regarding personnel. At 2 o'clock, we will be back in open session with the Tri-Lakes Biosolid Project equipment recommendation. 2:30, the prosecutor's request, Comet Drug Task Force order and ordinance. And we're going to have a work session regarding the nuisance ordinance sometime following that. And that is with a panel as well as a, is that right?
Correct.
Okay. Including counsel.